好，我哋进入下一个议程。Agenda item number 4:Making partnership work, public-private community partnership framework。咁我哋以下落嚟呢一个议程就係由海港商界论坛 Harbor Business Forum。咁佢哋亦都係早前係向委员会呢提交咗一个佢哋嘅报告啦。咁就係关于嗰、那个关于 public-private community project 嘅。咁我哋出席係，咁我哋出席嘅會係由Mrs. Margaret Brook 啦，同埋佢嘅同事Mr. Ian Brownlee 同埋 Miss Heather Yuen 啦，都係 Member of Black Practice Committee Harbor Business Forum 嘅。咁喺佢哋present 之前，我想睇睇委員們有冇需要係去申報利益，申報利益。Margaret, would you like to declare interest? Because your Business Environmental Council is an organization member of the Harbourfront Commission, and Andy Lewis the representative. So would you declare interest for record purpose?
Yes, but on the other hand, I don't think that the Harbour Business Forum actually appears anywhere on the BEC record of what we are. But okay. It is actually an interest of the BEC.
No problem. Just a matter of record.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
We understand that this presentation is from Harbor Business Forum, and
yes, it is.
You are presenting on behalf of HBF.
Of HBF.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So may I invite Margaret? You can start your presentation.
Okay. Can I just say I'd like to say.
Sure.
The main thing I'd like to say to start with is that I'd very much appreciate the opportunity to present HBF's evaluation of the challenges and issues impacting on public-private community or partnership involvement with harbourfront projects, and a review of how these could be addressed. I've been listening with great interest to the previous presentation. I would like to add my thanks to everybody who's contributed to what we've managed to achieve over the last 2 years, or 3 years, which has been fairly remarkable, and I think people very much appreciate. The involvement has various complications, which I think we've referred to in one way or another. Particularly when elements of public good form part of any project, and particularly in the areas of financial viability, and especially given government's current requirement that manage, operate, maintain contracts should not be held by registered NGOs or societies that do not pay tax. Our research indicates that a company limited by shares is essential in some areas, but this indication is based on several ongoing projects, of which we've done some review and research and analysis, plus some worrying feedback, which Rosalind has kindly referred to as we've been going through. Ian will now report on the present details that we have to hand.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. It's great to be here. The Harbour Business Forum consists of people of various backgrounds, including business background, obviously, management consultants, economists, planners, and land people, but also, particularly for myself and Maggie, we are also heavily involved in NGOs and obviously involved in things around the waterfront. The paper is with you, and we have already supplied you with our PowerPoint. So I'll very quickly go through some of the introductory material, just the main points. And if we look at what the slide says on the right-hand side, we're looking at the questions that have come out of our survey, and we're presenting four particular case studies, and then we'll hand over to Maggie to talk about the possible way forward of managing. What's happening on the waterfront? We are introducing all these different things that are really interesting and exciting, and that while they're different, they also have common components. And one of the common components is, how do we manage this? And how do we make it sustainable, not only in financial terms, but also in activities and so on? So if we look at the questions on the right-hand side, and I won't go through them all, but we're looking at what are the management models that we could use to look at the things that we're going to be doing in the future? How should the models be implemented? And what, if any, changes to the community project should be looked at? And you, also on your presentation today, you've listed not only the ones that are happening already, but the ones that are going to happen in the future. And we know that this same sort of approach is applying to the Island Eastern Corridor. You're looking at how is it going to be managed. So we're trying to address these problems that are growing. And the more that you do, the more the problems need to be addressed. We looked at a whole different range of types of ways that these could be managed. And they all come up, how would they be suitable for looking at community projects? And of the six different ways of possibly managing it, we came up with three that are listed here which may be suitable. And number one is the one that we considered to be the most suitable, which is a company limited by shares under the Financial Secretary's office, which is also covered by an ordinance. And Maggie will talk about that at the end. The four projects that we have quickly reviewed in our study relate to the ones around the waterfront that are in various stages of implementation, and one with a big question mark, number four. But you're all aware of these, so I won't spend much time on them. But if we look at the Kuntong waterfront, which has been a success, and something which people would probably never have thought would have happened there if you go back in time. But there's uncertain commercial demand for the venues, little alternative revenue potential, and there's a concern that it will not cover the obligations. And if we look at the next level, again, looking at the right column, how should this site be best managed to meet the objectives that have been set for it? And government did funds to the extent of $20 million on the site for capital expenditure, but it doesn't have a cover for the operational expenditure. And this is a common theme. In a lot of cases, we don't have the capex, and in all cases, we don't have an alternative for the operational costs. If we go to the next one, and we look at some of the outstanding issues, is the not-for-profit funding approach requirement suitable for the site? Again, we're looking at the right-hand column. Would allowing some commercial entities to enter and increase the number and quality of the bids be helpful? How can the site be self-sufficient in the long term? And we can't see that that's happening at the moment. And what management model would create the right incentives for the operators to make this really work? So this is an experience that we can build on, and the whole thing is operating pretty well, but we understand that there's no sustainable income generated by what's there. The second one is very quickly is a Hong Kong Park, and you can see in the next slide that at the bottom, at the background, the commission endorsed to finance the project with $500 million. We don't know how that's going. And we don't know what's going to come out of and how it's going to be managed. And if we look at the complications on the right-hand side, it's expected to be self-sustainable on an ongoing basis with a possible revenue sharing with government. What is the activity that's going to generate this income? Because it seems that the commercial activity is actually precluded from the site. And this is a theme that which runs through. It's sort of based on the idea that if we make a commercial activity on the site, it's going to make it not approachable or usable by certain members of the community. But at the same time, our general pattern of development along the waterfront is actually really boring, and there should be opportunities, more opportunities created where people, for instance, can get decent and a variety of food and beverage, which also will build into the component of making it accessible and making it financially viable. But there should be other ways in which financing these things could be carried out. So how can they generate an income and at the same time share it with government? And we can't really see a way forward for this site. So if you look at the options, we have a do-nothing option, which means just basically letting the people come onto the site and enjoy it as it is or without any large development. And then the other one is create a public ecosystem whereby with some professional input plus some financial input plus some community input, we create something which can really work. If we look at a comparative on this one, it can be done, and this is a quick reference to Boston Harbor where this sort of situation has been able to be made efficient and sustainable. The third item is one which I've been involved in quite a lot because I'm an advisor to the Water Sports Council. And we've had a great time with the Harbour Office and the Commission in taking this forward. Some of the Commission members, including the Chairman, were on site with the water sports bodies to look at the way that this could be used probably more than a year ago now. And some of the suggestions that we made have been incorporated into the design. And it's really great to see the Harbour Steps with a different way of approaching the waterfront and how people can get to the waterfront, plus a ramp leading us with access to the waterfront. And then we have this whole area of water inside the basin, water outside the basin, and the land area. And it gives an opportunity for recreational uses, promenade, and an activity node, which would be unique in terms of the waterfront, just because of its configuration and the way that it could be used. We're already at the Water Sports Council's working with the Harbour Office to have events, and you can see at the bottom of the photo on the right-hand side the little dinghies that have been sailing in there, and there's been competitions for dragon boats and other things. So, again, we have complications. There's still part of it not available, and the sooner that is removed, the better it will be, because we already have a long line of activities that would like to take part in this area. And this is a really important venue in terms of getting overseas interest to come into the waterfront and have events such as round the world yacht races. They would love to have used this instead of having to go to Kaitakal as they had to. But the long-term management of this is still undecided. And while the Water Sports Council is facilitating and working with the Harbour Office to try to make this work, there needs to be a long-term solution. And the Water Sports Council has proposed a schedule of accommodation for the a building that needs to be put on that site. The Water Sports Council does not have money to build anything, and it does not have an income stream to be able to manage anything. And the capital costs, if government was to contribute to the capital costs to the extent of what it would for, say, an LCSD park, and if it would also in some way enable an income to cover the operational costs or to contribute to the operational costs in the way that it would contribute to LCSD managing the same area, then we have a situation where it can be made to work. And we have all these NGOs, as you can see on the slide here, who would like to be able to use this. So we have to, it's different. We have to have a management program to put this into place. We need, as you can see on the right side, the questions to be answered, right? How can the competing demands of the different shareholders be managed in a fair and equitable way? How can we integrate it with the promenade? And if CapEx is government funded, how can the OpEx be sustainably met? And what management model for this overall management of the place would be ideal? And one of the problems is who can hold the land? And that's one of the things that, as Maggie will explain, the land could be held by an entity which is not the Lands Department, and it could be allocated in a way that it justifies the expenditure on the site, because a short-term tenancy of 5 years is not a good basis for investment of operational management and community development towards use of a site. The fourth site is one which has become to us much more important, and we are looking at the Harbourfront event site in Central, which now that Site 3 has been disposed of, becomes the major component on the waterfront that's undecided. And as a business-related organization, we think that the way that this has been used in the past, before COVID, when we had events there all the time of a wide range, that it would be in the community's general interest, Hong Kong's general interest, to retain the space as an event centre which can be used for all sorts of purposes. But if you go there at the moment, it's all constructed on the basis of temporary facilities, temporary toilets, temporary fences. How can we build this into a permanent place on the waterfront, which is going to be the centre of a wide range of activities? And they listed some of them in the paper that we presented, including things like the wine and food festival and things like that. It also relates to some of the events on the water as well, because International Dragon Boat Festival has been held there for the last few years, and it's a very good venue for that sort of thing as well. So this is a unique site. And as far as we can work out, there is no long-term plan as to how this should be managed and maintained. If we go back again just to the slide before, and you look at what is on the approved landscape proposal, it's a standard LCSD park. And we consider that to be completely inappropriate now. Now that we've had the experience of using it for certain activities which have a general community benefit and interest, and an even wider one in terms of the way Hong Kong's presented to the world, we should be doing something special with the site and not allowing it to be sold off. We still have some sites to be sold. If we go to the OZP there, this area along here, if that's sold and not related to the operation of the open space as an event space, then it becomes a constraint on how it could be used. But alternatively, it could be designed as a permanent part of the institution that would manage the whole of this event site. It need not be used by one organization forever, but it could be, say, on a 10-year tenancy with the government, and that the facilities could be built by the government, at CapEx covered by governments. But this one, because it's such a different organization in the way that it operates, it may be possible to manage the operational expenses as well. But when we talk about the event space, what's going to happen to the Ferris wheel, right? Is that now a characteristic of the waterfront that needs to be retained? Or does it just disappear at the end of its short-term tenancy as well? So we really would like to present to the Harbourfront Commission this opportunity that really needs to be rethought now that Site 3 is out of the way. The findings that we have come down to the key findings. A not-for-profit status of the tendering operators is a constraint. And we really would ask if there's a way that this can be done differently. The short-term leases are another constraint, because no one can really invest in what is required and be able to get a decent facility and a decent return on their money. And then the last one is there's a lack of talent and experience in being able to run these sort of things. Most NGOs are not based on this sort of model. NGOs usually have another purpose. And if you look at the sports people, they're focused on sports, but they do manage events. And if the venue is managed in a way that they can manage their events, then everything works together. So we look at the last of my slides, and this is, how do we ensure that the public interest is served? Because the public interest is a vital component of it. And when we talk about public interest, we should talk about or think about the different components of the public. We have a very, very large portion of our water space along the waterfront, which is managed by LCSD, which is for the general public. But are there specific parts of the public that can afford to use different facilities? And affordability is important, but it doesn't need to be affordability for the people with the lowest level of income. We need to have a range of affordabilities around the waterfront, which enables different parts and different events to be areas to be used for different purposes. A lot of people would not go to the events on the event space in Central because they cost too much. But other people do go, and they seem to be always have been very fully occupied. And so when we come to the last point, it's how do we address these gaps, and this is where Maggie's going to make some suggestions as to how we could properly take this forward. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you. I think if we can go on to 27. Based on these proposals and the other things that we've had feedback on, we actually recommend a three-step development of community asset management and governance along the harbourfront to maximise the public good and improve management effectiveness and coordination. And these three are non-government agents to manage the community assets, establish community management committees, and establish, and please don't take this the wrong way, something we call the Harbour Agency. But it does need to be an agency that can take responsibility for what happens along the harbourfront, which I know the Harbourfront Office does, but we need to see a way of holding the actual land, because that is one of the issues that has been thrown up. Recent proposals inviting non-government entities to manage community assets, creating opportunities for event organisation and venue management by social enterprises, have been seen on quite a lot of the proposals that have come to this commission. This is on the non-government agents to manage community assets, and I think we really need to make sure that we get the management right. We think that the government should be able to manage, operate, if need be, and maintain the basic projects along the harbourfront. It's really what most people expect to happen, and of course the people who built it understand it the best, because they were involved right through actually putting it together. Government owns, maintains and operates the asset. Various departments to be determined, and that still needs to be in place because certain departments do need to be involved. Non-government entities with the capacity, expertise and experience in similar assets to manage the community asset for maximum public benefit. And I think people do really appreciate a lot of the stuff that has been installed and is being operated now. Proposals neglect, actually, from looking back to them, to address fragmentation in quality, access and value created across the entire harbourfront for separate management agents. And that is something that needs to be brought together. They don't have to be doing the same thing, because obviously the different projects will have different purposes and different target markets and everything that goes with this. But they do need to understand what their adjoining partners are going to be putting together. It's also unclear whether the requirement for not-for-profit entities remains or whether that has changed. But on the assumption that it hasn't, we think we need to have profit organisations, those organisations which can make a profit with relevant expertise and experience should be eligible for managing community assets as a sort of creativity, funding and professional management. We call them social enterprises, and I think that is understood within government what that is. A social enterprise is a standard company able to make profits, but these have to be ploughed back. But you can actually pay people who do the work before you pay back the profit that they've earned. The next one is establish community management committees. To improve management coordination and cooperation between interconnecting community assets, we recommend community management committees should be established. They would bring together all entities involved in managing community assets along the harbourfront, create a forum to discuss the various issues that face everybody, I think, access, visitor attractions, large event planning, promotion and marketing, harbourfront development, climate change, and half the people who we've named in the earlier paper who have been contributing and have obviously done a lot, and I think actually suffered quite a lot as well from the sound of it, but they would all be invited to be part of that particular forum. They're management committees. They have great experience on what does and doesn't work, and we think that would be very helpful to have them involved in this sort of framework that would look after all the projects along the harbour front. We envisage several committees, not just one, but we think they should be able to relate to each other and the same information could get passed to each other. Each committee to comprise all non-government entities managing community assets and representatives of civil society organisations and government departments, because they do need a different mix for them to work. And then we've got establish a harbour agency. And this is basically a way of pulling the whole thing together. It would be below the commission, it would be below the task forces, but it would actually have the work to do to put together the framework that should work for this particular type of management of an area which is very extensive. And it's to prevent fragmentation and ensure high-quality management of community assets. And so we recommend a harbour agency to provide overall governance and coordination. It would address current fragmentation, which I think we all understand now because it's arisen in really quite a lot of the projects that we've identified. It raises overall quality of community assets along the harbour front, overseeing the coordination of harbour initiatives, and that would pull together quite a few of other things that we think should be included. Encourages investment of non-government entities, donors, private companies, others who've got an interest in trying to provide things for the public, to expand the facilities and potential uses of the harbour front, attracting visitors and maximising public good. A consultant to the government on future harbourfront developments and planning matters, ensuring public good is met and quality of the harbourfront is maintained. As Ian has said, after quite a lot of discussion, we have come to the conclusion that an agency is best established as a corporation under the Financial Secretary. Now, we put into this particular presentation exactly what that means, because I found that very few people on my particular committee understood what it meant. Financial Secretary is the sole corporation sole director. He can acquire all types of asset. Property and property rights can be vested or remain vested in FSI. The Financial Secretary cannot divest assets, and I believe that we find that quite comforting. Financial Secretary may delegate its powers with sealed deeds, being receivable as evidence. Not that we necessarily would want it to do so, but it's a possibility. Chief Secretary of Administration certificate to be conclusive of relevant FS involvement. No conveyance required in certain circumstances to effect transfer. And that's really where we are at the moment. And we think that there should be some further study as to whether this particular programme framework would actually fulfil what we think we're looking for. The recommendations intend to improve and address the current issues of community asset management, which would consequently enhance the quality and public value of community assets, particularly those in relation to the harbourfront. The Harbourfront Commission and the Harbourfront Office have taken great steps recently in revitalising various sites around the harbour in exciting and interesting ways. They are, however, short-term opportunities which need long-term solutions. We would like to see our proposal as part of any such long-term proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Margaret, and your team. So, 以下我睇睇有冇網上有冇委員係示意咗係準備。以下係阿 Benny Chan， 跟住係 Ivan，Benny 先。
好，主席，听到我讲嘢，听到啊嘛？听到，请讲。系，好，就呢张 paper 咧就讲嘅议题咧，即系比较严肃啲嘅吓，咁啊同埋都几复杂，咁啊就但咧 就好可惜咧，就我哋今朝先收到，咁就我今朝都有其他嘢做，咁冇乜時間投。咁所以咧就其實我都建議就係發展局或者可以Harbour Commission咯，就如果將來有呢類咁批判，就早兩日就俾我睇定先啦，因為似乎咁倉促，我哋睇都冇時間睇之下咧，又要討論咁啊嚇，咁要第一點啦。第二點咧就我見張 paper 咧，個 head 就 Harbour Commission 啦，咁就係依個Harbour Business Forum 嗰度嘅 prepare 嘅。咁我唔知呢張 paper 個立場咧，就係咪發展局或者係 Harbour Commission 都同意，或者純粹係依個Harbour Business Forum 佢哋自己嗰個意見啦。咁我都要搞清楚呢個先。咁咧就我如果咁短時間嚟睇咧，就似乎我就見到好多，因為 paper 裏邊嘅立場咧，好似比較係咪嗰個過早下結論咧？嗱，我就頭先阿 Margaret 好詳細，佢哋個 team 都解釋咗個 PowerPoint 啦。咁譬如我睇咗 paper 啦，咁如果大家睇咗 paper page one 嗰度咧，三段咧就有三個，佢哋已經係 conclude 咗 complications。咁但係其實我就唔知道。係呢三個conclusion 咧係點樣嚟嘅？咁咧就頭先 PowerPoint 可能都 touch on 一啲嘢啦嚇。咁但係咧我就唔知呢個咧係咪一個好 logical 嘅 conclusion 嚇。咁因為其實呢個咧係影響跟住啲 paper 成個論點嘅。咁咧就我就都好難咧喺咁短時間咧就有個 conclusion 我個意見咧。咁其實我覺得咧我係需要多啲時間。咁我懷疑好多委員都要需要多啲時間消化，咁就先睇睇，因為咧佢 paper 裏面提嘅嘢咧，好多係改變曬我哋成個做法，成個嚇嗰、個維港嗰個將來管理個思維，好多嘢改變曬。咁咧就似乎要小心啲對嗰、那個討論。咁咧就裏面提到好多就有啲 NGO 啊，就係、是、我哋嘅做法，所謂 not for profit 嗰個做法啦。咁就其實好多時咧，依、這個係咪可以做到有利潤或者係 not for profit 咧？其實就同邊個做未必有咁大關係，就反而係呢個 project 本身咧，容許到有幾多可能性俾嗰個 operator 去 generate 個 revenue。嗱，好多時我哋香港 NGO 咧，都係用一啲係 charitable 或者係唔係non-profit making 嘅組織去做嘅，因為好多時佢做嘅嘢咧。本身就冇乜嘢 commercial 嘅利潤可言嘅，亦都有好多時咧，就都係 provide 啲 service 俾啲基層市民，佢哋亦都未必係可以好 afford 到好大嘅成本去參與呢啲活動嚇。咁所以咧，就我就對呢個 paper 有啲懷疑，就話係咪我哋改變咗邊個去做就改變咗依樣嘢咧？反而係咪就話其實我哋要改變我哋個不得分一啲設施係tender 出嚟俾人去管理嗰陣時候，你係咪裏邊嗰個？project 本身嗰、那個容許去做嘅嘢係有足夠彈性俾佢係可以賺到啲利潤嗰啲，可以製造啲 revenue 出嚟。反而呢個先係重點嚇。咁、所以咧就呢、這個咧就我都有好大懷疑嘅態度嘅。咁我亦都要提一提醒大家咧，嗱、呢個海濱咧其實而家係一個好好嘅，因為係一個個人都享用到嘅公眾空間。咁就無論你係有錢或者基層嘅市民，你都係同一個權利享用嘅。咁頭先嘅 presentation 就講到個 affordability 可能需要一個 range of affordability， 依個原則上我係唔會反對呢樣嘢，但係問題咧就要好小心咧，就係你哋嘅設施係真係需要都係大部分好基層嘅市民，佢哋都覺得唔係話 afford 唔起嘅嚇。咁呢個咧，尤其是喺而家香港呢個形勢，嗰、那個貧富懸殊咁嚴重嘅情況之下。我哋要做呢樣嘢咧，就大家我覺得要好小心嚇。咁啊，基本上咧，我就覺得咧，我係需要多啲時間去消化一下頭先啊 Margaret 啊同埋個 team 嘅 presentation 啦，同埋啲 paper 裏邊嘅內容。咁就我都暫時我都係好審慎啊，對有好多佢哋嘅論點啊建議，暫時都係有少少懷疑態度。咁呢個就我 so far 嗰個意見啦。多謝主席。
好，唔該 Benny 啊，下一。位是 Ivan Ho Ivan
多謝主席。首先就我睇，其實我 都即係 share Benny 頭先有一點就係、是、個 PowerPoint 我哋今朝先收到嘅。咁我收到，我就啱啱今朝唔係咁多嘢做咧，所以我 spend 咗好多時間好詳細睇曬。咁但我諗唔係每個委員都即係咁啱可以有咁嘅時間可以做到呢樣嘢嘅。咁我睇完之後都係即係睇咗一個 round 啦。咁我基本上我自己即係sum up咗幾樣嘢啦。第一就係、是、即係好多謝 HBF 即係做咗呢張 paper 啦。咁其實佢喺今次 presentation paper 咧，係令到我哋 HC 可以即係重新去思考一下，我哋點樣可以將我哋嘅海濱啊，即係能夠做得更加好。咁但係咧就佢亦都令我諗起咗咧，就係好多年前我哋其實都經歷咗一個好長、好冗長好辛苦、好 demanding 嘅一個諮詢，就係、是、關於一個 Harbour Fund Authority 嘅。咁係經過咗嗰個咁嘅諮詢之後，其實最尾當然就決定咗唔成立個 Harbour Fund Authority 啦。咁裡面張 paper 裡面有好多嘢係似乎重複咗一啲部分當年我哋討論過或者係提出過嘅嘢啦。對於張 paper 提出話希望能夠包含或者容許商業元素喺海濱咧，就呢點咧，我個人係覺得同意同埋支持嘅。我一路都強調，其實我哋海濱係應該多元化嘅，咁唔應該係單一嘅。咁但係同樣咧，亦都令我諗起咧，最近咧，我哋有一個啟德嘅項目咧，就先後上嚟我哋啟德 Task Force 一次之後咧。就不獲我哋委員大部分委員嘅支持咧，之後再上過嚟一次 briefing。咁其實嗰個項目咧，令到我都幾感慨嘅，就係嗰度原來係一個好好嘅機會咧，係可以將一啲商業元素咧帶落去我哋個海濱，而希望令到我哋嘅海濱可以更加多元化。咁但係發展商個睇法就南轅北轍嘅，同我哋佢其實。即係都相當長時間堅持，就覺得商業元素應該係遠離海濱嘅。咁我諗就呢點，其實我都好希望即係 HBF 嗰邊嘅我哋嘅 member 咧，如果能夠有機會咧，多啲同唔同嘅商界朋友啊，或者發展商啊，能夠多啲溝通咧，即係令到佢哋能夠多啲理解同埋分享我哋對海濱個願景。咁因為呢個 case 好明顯係即係同我哋嘅諗法係好南轅北轍嘅。咁翻翻嚟講張 paper， 我自己就首先有啲內容 PowerPoint 嘅內容上面我諗需要提出嚟，即係要即係修補翻佢嘅。譬如 PowerPoint 第18章咧，佢講緊我即係我比較集中講翻港島嗰幾個 case 啦，就個灣仔 basin 佢就講緊個 harbour step。And the slipway surrounding water activity are currently under construction. 咁我諗呢個比較即係過咗，即係大家都知而家係已經完成咗公眾使用緊㗎啦。咁另外就佢喺第19章都講，就係講緊話嗰個 how can 呢個灣仔 basin can the site be integrated with the newly opened 灣仔 promenade in maximize 嗰個 public benefit 咁。咁其實即係我啱啱先至前日都有抽咗啲時間喺灣仔海濱都行咗相當長嘅一段距離。咁其實今日我哋喺港島區灣仔海濱去到銅鑼灣咧，就已經好大程度咧已經連通曬、貫通曬咧。其實嗰個連通性、那個 integration 同埋嗰個 connectivity 同埋 accessibility 咧。已經有好大程度嘅改善同埋好高嘅連繫性。唯一我睇到比較唔理想嘅就係點樣由個 hinterland 比較更加容易咁出到個海濱。呢、這個我哋仲需要諗下點樣去即係加把勁去改善佢啦。咁翻翻嚟，我就對張 paper 基本有四個睇法啦。第一個就係、喺過去我哋做嘅經驗就即係我哋 engage 唔同嘅 stakeholder、government department 等等，其實我哋 都做了很多其實將 paper 覺得提出來的願景的。咁當然我哋係一個好初階啦，我哋都喺度摸索緊啦。咁第二點我想講嘅就係、是、我唔係好 agree 就係即係一個單一模式，即、就、係、是、無論喺
，sorry 冇咗聲，冇咗聲。
咁我係唔係好贊同話，即係我哋做嘢係所謂叫一曲走天涯啊，即、就、係、是、一隻歌參加曬所有歌唱比賽咁。咁亦都唔能夠話用一招就走江湖啦、啊。咁所以其實我哋係需要唔同嘅組合、唔同嘅管理模式、唔同嘅設計，係令到我哋成個海濱係更加豐富、更加多元化嘅。咁而因此可以形成咗一個良性嘅競爭。令到我哋喺呢個良性競爭之下去繼續進步，同埋可以符合到公眾嘅需要，亦都係即係好似我對上個 item 講係可以成就到公眾對我哋海濱嗰個 sense of belonging， 即係佢哋係覺得係屬於佢哋擁有。咁我諗呢點係重要嘅，即係所以我唔係好贊成話我哋又要做咗一個單一嘅模式出嚟。这个模式是可以天下无敌的啦。咁第三点我就都即係喺海濱工作里面最近嘅都几大嘅体会嘅，就係即係佢哋嘅 paper 都提出嚟话而家係唔够资源係 pay for the site design and development。但係我哋最近面对或者我经历过呢，就发觉有一啲项目係个设计者设计嗰阵时系冇好好咁考虑清楚个 operation 同埋 maintenance 嘅 construction。当个项目完成咗之后，喺实际管理运作上边，个管理者同埋运作者发觉有好多困难，好多 difficulties， 好 frustrated。咁但系翻转头，原来发觉啲问题全部都出喺设计上边。咁而個設計又佢哋自己做嘅，咁所以變咗引發咗一樣嘢好重要嘅，就係將 paper 提咗，就係話 lack of talent 同埋 expertise。咁呢個我係 100% 贊成或者同意認同嘅。我哋好多時即係純粹靠理想同埋熱誠咧，當你落到地要執行嗰陣時咧，就發覺原來係兩個世界嚟嘅。咁而家我哋要 bridge 嘅咧，就係點樣將一啲好高嘅理想，係真係帶到落地下，係落地做到嘅、實行到嘅，而令到公眾係可以享用到嘅。咁所以我就覺得，其實我哋真係可能需要更加需要嘅，喺我哋海濱未來嚟講咧，嗱我講嘅咧就係要啲咩咧？要啲老頑童啊！點解叫啲老頑童咧？一老喺經驗上面，佢要有足夠嘅經驗，佢有個 know how， 佢知道點做，佢有各方面嘅知識。還就係話佢希望佢係需要識得，即係佢需要諗嘢係 out of the box， 係唔會驚俾人批評，唔會驚俾人所謂叫篤背脊啦，亦都唔驚去 break the rules， 又唔驚咩鑊，係要頑皮啲先得嘅。第三就係個童咧。就是讲緊要有个童心，要有个初心，要有个梦想去达到。咁其实我諗我哋真係需要一啲咁嘅 expertise， 咁先至真係可以令到我哋比较容易啲或者係少啲 hiccup， 去更加快落成我哋想做到嘅嘢囉。咁所以返返嚟讲张 paper， 我都即係认同阿 Benny 初步嘅睇法，就係我係有保留嘅。咁但我当然理解啦，张 paper 就唔系 HC 或者 government 嘅立场嚟嘅。咁我但系都系好多谢阿 Margaret 啊、阿 Ian Barney 佢哋，即系嘥咗好多时间table 咗佢哋嘅諗法或者嘅构思俾我哋。咁我諗呢个系一个 continuous 嘅 brainstorming， 咁一路落去大家都要定期大家去检视返我哋做嘅嘢嘅。唔该主席。
好 ,thank you, Ivan。下一位系 Alan Low,Alan。
唔该，主席。都好高兴睇到呢、這个 这个 paper 啦，这个 presentation 咧，亦都 I guess it in some ways 即系都 open up 翻，即系好多即系多年前大家有讨论过，即系喺社会上面讨论过，亦都可能喺政府里面都讨论过，即系呢个 Harbourfront Authority 呢件事啦。咁 obviously 我当然即系喺咁仓促嘅时间，即系亦都好难去 conclude 究竟边一个即系呢一個 model 係最可行啦，但係亦都係一個好嘅機會，大家可以 open up 翻呢個 conversation， 就睇下即係whether 我哋講緊即係唔同嘅營運方式去睇我哋個 harbourfront， 即係 obviously 亦都可以參考香港其他例子，例如好似中環即係。大館咁係 obviously 馬會 run 㗎啦，咁亦都譬如可能另外一啲好似 PMQ 咁嘅做法，亦都係即係 through 一個 scheme 咁樣去批咗俾一個 non-profit 嘅 foundation 去做。咁呢樣嘅亦都海外亦都其實大家都知道，亦都有唔少嘅例子啦，例如可能紐約嘅 Highline， 咁其實佢本身 Highline 都係operated by 一個 Highline Foundation 嘅咁樣，咁我覺得即係呢樣嘢係值得大家繼續思考，或者繼續睇下點樣可以去 drive 呢個 discussion 咯。多謝。
Thank you, Alan。下一位係Jeff 董。Jeff，
聽唔聽到？听唔听到？
听到，请讲 ，Jeff。
其实我好赞成啊 ，Ivan 同埋正话咁多位委员咧，曾经提过个 point 嘅。其实我自己好简略咁听翻正话个 presentation 咧，我就觉得佢其实提出咗有啲好有用嘅 points， 就系其实如果仲系喺而家咁嘅规范里边去做嘅话，其实我哋仲可以创新几多咧？即系 Harbourfront Commission。因為事實上咧，我自己覺得啦，其實正話好多委員都提過，就係其實有好多 overseas examples 咧，其實係好成功嘅，而係佢哋係用一個唔同嘅即係營運模式去做嘅，包括係引入咗商業，即係比較重嘅需要營數，但係嗰個元素係令到成個空間咧係好有活力嘅。咁呢樣嘢我喺個 report 度好簡短咁聽咗正話 presentation 咧，我係同意嘅。但我自己覺得就倒翻轉頭去睇，我哋仲需唔需要 set up 多一個 agency 嚟到做咧？定係其實我哋可以 review 翻自己 Harbourfront Commission 裏面嘅功能，係咪應該將呢個功能係即係加重翻落去 Harbourfront Commission 度，令到佢可以做翻正話，譬如暫俾正話阿 Marvin 同埋阿Ian Brownlee 提出嚟一啲。做唔到嘅元素，因為某啲原因令到佢有綁手綁腳嘅情況之下，係咪可以將嗰個功能加翻落 Harbourfront Commission 度，令佢更加完整，令到成個海濱係可以更加有活力咧？咁因為始終今日聽嗰個 presentation 個時間比較短啦，咁但我自己覺得就其實我唔想再多一個 agency 或者另外一個 authority 或者 commission 出咗嚟咧，係令到一個海濱嘅 approval 或者一啲方案係要加床疊屋咁去做。我寧願如果真係有咁嘅需要咧，不如將 Harbourfront Commission 嗰個功能係提升，令到佢可以做到更加多嘅嘢咯。多謝各位，唔好意思，因為我有個會啊，我而家要走噶啦。
好，
唔該，
大家
新年好。
Thank you， 唔該 ，Jeff。好，下一位係KY。
多謝主席。首先我要申報就係、是、因為嗰張文件係嗰、那個同埋個 presentation 係今朝先嚟，而我今朝都唔喺寫字樓，所以咧基本上我係冇乜點睇過。不過咧就聽完個 presentation 之後咧，咁就我覺得當然好多內容嚟講咧，我而家好難即係俾我睇法啦。但係咧就我覺得佢係都係即係提出嚟咧。是好合時，亦都多謝 Harbour Business Forum 提出嚟，因為因為基本上呢個都係一個時間，我哋啱先講完過去嗰一年咁，過去嗰兩年，事實上 每年開會嚟講咧，年頭開會咧，我哋啊都做咗好多嘢，亦都好多創新。咁但係呢啲創新咧，一直嚟講就係、是、主要就係、是、呢、這個海港辦事處佢哋自己努力，佢哋做咗好多嘢。譬如好似引入啲 NGO， 咁佢哋做咗好多。咁但係就即係、就是、我唔想話佢哋我唔想話我哋 piecemeal， 但係我哋咧，但係呢個都係一個適當嘅時候。我哋整件事重新再諗過，正如 Ivan 就講咗，我以前諗過 Harbor Authority， 似乎而家嚟講，我哋覺得嗰個都唔係一個好嘅主意啦嚇。咁但係點樣可以我哋繼續攞到我哋過去嘅成績，攞到嘅好處，我哋試咗咁多新嘢，而點將呢啲嘢係安排埋一齊咧？未必一定係我唔反對有商業元素。但是就都要睇下每個唔同嘅地點，或同埋個商業元素係點樣安排。因為但係咧更加，我覺得更加重要嘅就係點可以提供機會，提供地方啦，或者可以咁講法，俾到 NGO 啲組織可以係為市民大眾提供一啲活動啊，各方面嘅嘢。是利用我們有的這個公共空間，在海濱的公共空間做這件事。我覺得那件事呢就都不是即使說它的文件看了也好，我覺得不是一個可以在一個會裡面可以討論的事。雖然我們絕對應該是 再去想多一點，但是我覺得那需要一個大家坐下再慢慢想清楚，用我們用一個什麼模式。咁我哋都有咁多咁多唔同嘅主席講法，我哋咁多場啦嚇，喺唔同嘅地方，咁我哋點樣去管理咧？而又唔需要用翻而家一個 Harbourfront Office 就可以即係將佢分發出去，甚至到咧再諗遠啲，究竟嗰啲非牟利團體佢哋如果需要一啲呢個資金嘅時候咧，會唔會有？政府會可以能夠成立一個一啲資金可以俾佢哋申請，咁呢啲嘢咧，我諗係要係時間。而家喺過去嗰兩三年，我哋做開始從一個建造而係做到實際上運作嘅情況底下咧，要係開始要去諗呢樣嘢。主席，
Thank you 下一位係Francis Lam。
是就多謝主席。就首先呢，因為 item 1item 3嗰時呢，其實我都想讚埋一份嘅。咁如果可以補充讚咗啦，即係可以記錄返啦，都係讚 Harbor Office 啊，主席啊，同埋讚返我哋自己委員啦、啊、過去嘅努力。咁但係對於呢個阿 Margaret 佢哋做呢一個 study 呢，就即係我覺得係佢哋好有心嘅。咁亦都係延續呢 Nickbook 喺即係以前搞嗰個 paper on Harbourfront Authority 嘅。咁但係呢，而家我自己睇呢，即係而家個實踐證明呢，就係而家我哋仲係一種仲係喺政府嘅架構裏面呢先可以做到呢搶地霸地，同埋呢就係、是、設計工程呢幾方面呢我哋先做到嘅。咁如果你交咗俾個 NGO 咧，係冇可能嘅，佢一定俾人恰嘅，佢根本就冇發言權。咁而家我哋老實講咧，仲係一個建設期咧，就多過喺個修成期。咁啊，管理上咧，就我哋開始慢慢即係、就是、有一小部分開始自己試一下一種模式去管咧。咁樣咧，就可能係一個即係、就是、摸住石頭過河嘅方法咯。咁就慢慢一路 develop。所以我自己覺得咧。Margaret 佢哋嘅心意係好嘅，但係咧，即係我哋暫時做唔到住咯。咁為咗我哋今，即係我哋要盡快喺成個維港兩岸去做到我哋想做嘅嘢咧，暫時呢個模式係有效。咁即係我自己嘅預見就係呢一度。謝謝主席。
好，唔該 ，Francis。好啊，咁啊，我見每準備發言嘅都已經全部發言完畢。我想睇下Bureau 有冇意見？係阿陳碧 Benedict。
好啊，唔该主席。其实我谂 Harbourfront Commission 系一个好独特嘅 setup 嚟嘅，我哋真系唔同嘅时候可以有唔同嘅团体啦嚟倡议一啲嘅睇法，所以呢个我觉得作为政府一个委员会俾到呢一个机会咧，都系难得嘅。咁所以亦都我谂曲线回应咗头先有委员话呢份 paper 究竟系边一位嘅 paper 嚟噶？咁我谂好清楚系 Harbour Business Forum 佢哋嘅 paper。咁亦都正正就係凸顯咗呢個委員會嘅一個特色啦，即係倡議人真係可以有個 paper 提出嚟嘅。其實呢，如果 Harbour Business Forum 今日嘅提議呢，我自己即係或者我分開兩個大層面睇啦。如果係講緊我哋一啲機制上即係制度上嘅設計呢，我自己即係從局嘅立場，我都覺得呢，我哋過去呢幾年我哋有海洋事務委員，即係 Harbourfront Commission， 然之後喺 Commission 嘅督導之下，同埋亦都 Commission 幫手做好多倡議嘅工作咧。咁啊，海港辦事處喺政府入邊咧，就做到好多工作嘅。其實我覺得，既然呢一個 set up 過去呢一段時間係都做到一啲嘢出嚟，其實頭先委員都有提過，未係真係去到最大嘅收成期嘅，咁我自己覺得呢個發育時期嚟嘅，咁最好就係發育時期期間呢，唔好太過 disturb 佢嗰個嘅整體嗰個全盤嗰個制度啦。咁第二呢，就我留意到個 presentation 呢，有一個都有個批評嘅，就係有陣時而家啲嘢呢，用嗰個英文字係 fragmentation， 咁但我又覺得一個銀有兩面嘅，負面佢會係 fragmentation， 但係正面咧可以係 variety。咁呢個正正亦都係頭先有好幾位員講咧，我哋其實我哋試得起啊，因為我哋啲牆夠多。如果用阿江瑞頭先話，我哋有好多牆，咁我哋的確係可以唔同嘅場地試唔同嘅嘢嘅。咁我覺得呢個模式係都係一個可愛嘅地方啦。咁但係今日嘅 PowerPoint 有幾點呢，即使我頭先話機制上有啲嘢我哋唔支持而家去改，但有幾點呢係俾咗一個位呢，要我哋再思考一下嘅。第一就係ownership of land 嗰度呢，頭先阿 Margaret 同阿 Ian 都提到，好似覺得呢個問題一定要解決喎。咁但係其實我諗，在於政府嘅立場，如果我哋嘅海濱是一个咁重要嘅资源呢，我哋大体上都希望嗰个土地嗰个 ownership 呢係喺政府手上嘅。就算有陣时我哋可能賣地嘅时候，可能会叫发展商帮我哋做一啲海濱嘅长廊出嚟，就算佢做完，我哋都希望有条款讲明，有朝一日就算唔係即刻，你都要交出嚟。即係政府好想係有呢一个控制权啊，嗰、那個土地嗰個叫做即係使用權同埋個 ownership。 但係即使係政府拎住喺手呢，都可以有唔同嘅模式啊。我哋而家用唔同嘅模式俾出面嘅人參與，有短期租約，有陣時有淨係一啲嘅管理協議，亦都有陣時呢冇呢啲嘅協議嘅，純粹係政府部門同出面一啲團體合作搞一啲活動。所以有唔同層次嗰個嘅外間嘅參與同埋操控，但係土地嘅擁有權係喺政府。不過頭先嘅 presentation 提到話，如當我哋用 short term tenancy 嘅時候，有時好似好短喎。嗱，呢個我哋承認嘅，唔係淨係海濱嘅，就算有其他啲 case， 我哋都聽過呢一個嘅反應。其實我哋係願意咧，啲 short term tenancy 咧，在可能的情况之下尽量去长一些的。现在我们的制度最长是可以七年一个 fixed term， 但是亦都可以 renewable 的。即其实第日如果有一些需要这样的，人家要多些投资的，我们可不可以用一个最长的 term 去看，同埋讲明这个可以 renewable 这个信息呢，那这个我们值得去记住啦。第二呢，就是刚才个 presentation 提到话，喂，你要俾人谋下利至得噶，咁我都同意咧。其实的确有阵时系要俾人谋下利，你先至可以做到一个 即係比較 viable 嘅嘅 business case 出嚟嘅。咁咁呢一度我諗又係唔 one size fits all 啊，但係係提醒咗我哋唔好成日掛住 non-profit making。同埋呢個倡議對公眾都好嘅，因為我哋有陣時面對公眾，公眾一聽到牟利啊，就即刻開始批評。但如果有人，大家同埋海濱事務委員都倡議，其實有陣時可以謀下利嘅喎，其實對我哋推動呢方面咧係有幫助嘅，都係多啲唔同嘅聲音咯。咁啊，主席，我少少嘅分享。
好，唔該曬 ，Benedict。好，我想睇下 proponent 嗰邊。Yes， you may respond from Ian.
Yes, very quickly. We're not really saying that people should make a profit on from the waterfront. What we're saying is, whoever's got it should be able to cover their costs, which includes the cost of staff, the cost of time, the cost of facilities, and to do that, what we're saying is, and we agree, you know, the community interest is the fundamental thing. And one of the reasons we're suggesting the financial secretary incorporate it as being the top body is because they have an opportunity to own the land. And it's a government enterprise, right? It's a government body. And well, I appreciate what Bernadette said about the short-term tenancies. I mean, I was involved in getting the short-term tenancy for the Water Sports Council at Kai Tak. It took 7 years to get the documents, and the document is for 5 years. We only have a life of 5 years with no right of renewal. The Water Sports Council has no income. The only income that it would generate would be from providing courses for people to learn to take part in the water sports. But we can't do that because we haven't got any facilities, because we don't have any funding. So we're waiting for the jockey club to be able to provide us with funding, and we don't know if they will. And it's the same, you know, simple thing like the Sir David Trench Fund. Will they give us access through a pontoon to the water? So what we're talking about is these organizations and the other ones, and I was involved in a forum recently where the two of the operators, the one from the Belchers Bay site and the one at the Wan Chai site at the back of the ferry pier, were involved in the presentation as well. It was relating to a report produced by Civic Exchange on the use of land along the waterfront, and they are facing the same problems. They have no real income. And so what we're saying is, how do we ensure that the organizations that are going to take this over and manage it for the public interest are actually going to be viable, being able to employ proper staff, be able to manage things properly? There's security problems with the sites in Kennedy Town and materials being damaged and destroyed. So the system is great and it's providing all its variety. And so what we've tried to do is to simplify it. We have one organization, and honestly, it's a shame that you didn't get an opportunity to see the papers beforehand, because it is very complex, and we did send it earlier on. And I don't think we're going to be able to reach a conclusion today, Mr. Chairman, but we are offering to help take this forward. And I think that the Bernadette's point's really good about the variety, right? The variety that can be accommodated along the waterfront. And what we're trying to set up is a framework which will ensure that this variety can be provided, that the land is still owned by the government, and that there's some sort of funding that will ensure that it's ongoing and feasible, and that the community are going to make good use of it. So we've just finished probably the presentation by saying we're prepared and happy to continue the discussion. And I think that's the point that was made by Benny and Ivan, that this is the beginning of a discussion. We don't have a solution as a community as to how we can manage these important sites in the long term. And honestly, a short-term tenancy is not the right approach. I mean, just one thing that is really disappointing is you have these NGOs with no money, and if they get a short-term tenancy on the waterfront, they have to be responsible for the maintenance of the seawall. And none of these bodies can take on that responsibility. Look at the situation at Wan Chai Basin. Look at the extent of the seawall. These people have no funding. They have no experience. They're not able to do that. And the works that you have as an organization have carried out at Wan Chai Basin, including the harbor steps and everything else, cost millions of dollars. And an NGO doesn't have that money to be able to put that into a site like that on the basis of a 5-year short-term tenancy. So, you know, we have experience of the problems. We're trying to share them with you. We're trying to find a way to take it forward. And I would hope that at the end of this presentation today, you say, we do have to look at these things. And that if we, as the Harbour Business Forum, can help you to take that forward, we would be prepared and interested in helping further. But I think the last point I'd like to make is the Central Harbour event space is something different. And I think it's something that the Harbourfront Commission really needs to take a big role in determining what is going to happen in that in the future. Because it's a lost entity at the moment. It's a short-term tenancy, and I understand it's expired and it's on 3 months rollover, which is a potential problem that we need to resolve as people that are interested in waterfront. Maggie, you got anything more?
No, nothing else.
Okay, there's nothing more from us. Thank you very much.
好，時間關係啦，我俾最後一個委員發言啊，因為佢有佢一首係 Ivan Ho，
係，唔該主席，聽唔聽到主席？
有聽到，請講。
我想補充發言，主要就因為 Ian Brani 頭先嘅回應度提咗一個問題出嚟，就關於西環 Belcher 呢個卑路乍灣嗰個 NGO 嘅問題。咁我諗需要，因為佢頭先嘅描述係比較單方面，咁我諗我需要補充翻，令到啲委員能夠有個全面啲嘅掌握。呢個 Belcher Bay 嘅 NGO operator 就對上有一段長時間咧，都係反映咗好多管理上嘅困難、運作上嘅困難，甚至去到呢個 financial 上面嘅困難。咁我哋同 HO 呢一路都好緊密咁跟進，同埋睇下有啲咩可以幫到佢。KY 同我都親自落過去同佢哋一個晏晝好詳細咁討論。咁但我諗要委員要好清楚知道個問題，佢哋提出嚟個困難係話個 security， 因為佢個西冇 fencing， 冇 fence off。咁但其實佢哋自己 submit 上嚟俾我哋嘅 proposal，fenceless 咧，即系冇任何拦河咧，系佢哋提议嘅。佢哋提出系无缝咁样去接驳落去我哋嗰个公共空间。佢哋提出个困难，话24小时夜妈妈有啲人入去做乜嘢，佢哋控制唔到，好辛苦，好困难。嗱，同样都系个 tender 冇要求佢24小时 open， 系佢自己个 offer 俾咗24小时 open。咁今日就面对紧啲困难。佢投訴話：我哋海濱事務委員會俾咗幅好長嘅地俾佢，佢個 office 喺一邊，佢個 greenhouse 喺另外一邊，每日做嘢佢哋要來回，行到啲同事腳都痛埋。咁我問佢點解？呢個係你嘅設計嚟嘅，咁點解你要咁設計咧？將個 office 擺一邊，將個 greenhouse 擺喺另外一邊咁。咁當然你喺運作上每日都係要咁行嚟行去，咁呢個係你嘅設計造成。咁佢就話，因為一啲規例上面係消防車到達嘅問題。咁但係以我哋嘅專業知識咧，嗰幅地咧就消防車到達咧，就成幅地都冇問題嘅。咁呢個純粹真係喺設計個決定上面，佢哋自己嘅選擇嚟嘅。咁而家更加即係令到佢哋好 frustrated 嘅咧，就係佢話啲 planter 成日水浸，一落紅雨就水浸。咁我話點解會咁咧？咁佢話原來喺設計嗰陣時咧，就做過一啲 site investigation。就佢哋認同咗咧，就個西咧可以自己 drain off 啲水嘅，但係現實當落完紅雨咧，就全部變曬水塘。咁我話呢個同樣都係個設計同嗰個 design judgement 嘅問題，因為正常我哋設計任何，尤其是喺海邊種植嘅咧， 佢一定係一個獨立嘅 drainage system， 自己可以 drain 走啲水，就唔會話我靠嗰幅地下面自己好似一個海綿城市咁可以索走曬啲水嘅。咁其實呢件事正正就係話，即係嗰個經驗同埋個熱誠理想係有一個相當大嘅差距。咁所以我諗呢個需要澄清翻，即係呢啲問題嘅引發咧，就並不是個機制上面，或者亦都並不是啲HO 嘅同事有啲咩即係做得唔足夠嘅地方。咁我哋仍然都好努力，睇下點樣去幫到佢哋去解決呢啲問題嘅。咁我想補充嘅係呢點啊，主席。
好，唔該曬。So any final response from proponent？
No, thank you. We're fine. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Thank you. Thank you. 咁我諗啦，喺度好多謝Harbor Business Forum 去今日為我哋即係提供咗一個咁詳盡嘅報告啦。咁其實好多亦都我睇得出佢哋係即係都做過一啲研究同埋收集咗意見啦，同埋其實事實上佢哋提出嘅意見喺過去咁多年，其實我哋喺呢個委員會入面都經常有機會呢係去討論，即係都幾反覆討論添嘅。咁亦都理解，即係大家可能喺一啲已經開展咗個海濱有一啲即係管理上面大家都收到一啲 feedback， 咁呢個我哋都理解嘅。咁亦都係正正係即係今日大家見到嘅就係、是、即係海港辦事處亦都用咗好多唔同嘅方法去嘗試。頭先亦都喺佢嗰個上一個議程佢嗰個介紹入面都講咗，即係用咗好多不同嘅管理模式。咁、啊、其實至今我都加許即係發展局海港辦事處佢哋係即係係好勇敢去嘗試唔同嘅模式嘅。其實冇一個模式係可以 guarantee、一定係 perfect。咁但係正正係呢、這個即係實驗嘅態度，我哋係即係去用唔同嘅方法呢去然後就大家今日先至睇到究竟係乜嘢係 working， 乜嘢嘢係可以改善嘅呢。咁我都覺得喺呢一方面我哋係即係嘉許嘅。咁頭先常秘都講咗啦，即係我哋都聽到就係話，其實即係幾關於嗰個 management model， 其實過去咁多年即係都即係提出過關於甚至去到一個 Harbourfront Authority 啊咁嘅成啦。我哋亦都係即係當時我記得09年都去過澳洲去睇過人哋嗰個 Harbour Foreshore Authority 啦。不過有趣嘅事實就係話，我哋當我哋2020年去到澳洲嘅時候，就發覺佢個 Harbour Foreshore Authority 執咗咁種種原因啦。咁所以其實我都睇到，其實每一個 model 都有佢嘅即係唔同嘅優勝劣敗啦。咁正如常秘所講，即係而家嗰個 Harbourfront Commission 嗰個運作，其實都擴展咗好多。我哋過去好多時 focus 咗喺個，即係頭先都有委員講 focus 咗喺嗰個 planning 同埋 design 嗰個 stage。咁但係而家睇到係好多時係關於嗰個 implementation， 落實嗰個建設、管理、營運，甚至係推廣嘅工作。咁其實即係 Harbourfront Commission 關注嘅嘢同埋 Harbour Office 做嘅嘢咧，其實都擴闊咗好多。咁依個當然係一個我都同意係一個發育時期啦。咁俾佢再運作一下先。咁我理解即係今日proponent 提出嗰都係一個即係比較 long term 長遠嘅組織上面嘅改動。咁但係譬如裡面裝住嘅一啲嘅意見啊，點樣去喺每一個個案裡面去作出改善呢，我覺得即係呢個都係喺我都代表委員會可以講話係，即係呢個都係我哋經常去有委員提點同埋我哋去反省嘅一啲即係項目。咁 咁其實就係做實驗嗰個精神 experimenting。咁我哋有啲乜嘢嘢發現，我哋都會係去學習。而且我可以講喺呢兩三年裏面，我哋係學習得好快啊！事關真係有好多出品出到嚟，而好多機會我哋去即係從嗰個實踐裏面咧，係去學習 ，rather than 係不停咁樣去討論。咁其實你討論完十年，其實你一人唔落地，你都唔知邊樣嘢係得，邊樣嘢係唔得嚇。咁所以即係呢個經驗，我都覺得好寶貴。咁啊，我諗呢個亦都同意好多頭先委員講嘅嘢啦，就係話咁都好多謝 proponent 即係提出即係今日嗰個建議。咁我同意即係呢個 discussion 咧係。只不過係會 continue， we'll continue the discussion and really thanks for Margaret， you've been with us， yeah and Ian， you know， very very dedicated， enthusiast， on Harbourfront， so thank you really thank you so much for your report and contribution， and I can assure you that well， the discussion will definitely continue， and this is entirely the purpose of the work of the Harbourfront Commission。
Can I just add to that what yeah. you've said is it's been great dealing with the Harbour Office。Yeah. In the last couple of years, and the change and the inspiration that, and the variety of things that are happening, and we want that to encourage. But in the end, you're going to finish up with a framework needed yes. for all of these different things that you're doing, and we just hope that we can help you in that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. As we said, 2022 is a year of consolidation. So we'll consolidate what we experience and what we learn, and then we'll definitely take your comments and opinion and suggestion into account. And I'm sure that, well, the Harbour Office will definitely follow this up. Thank you. Thank you very much.